thing I wanted to mention is that since today is September 11th, so we'll dedicate cheer to those the people that perished on 9/11, okay, 7 years ago. Okay, let's begin. First thing that I want to mention is a few fellows were bothered by the Marshal that we discussed. The Marshal presented to us that Edech HaNeman Bisurin has two tracks based on what we had in the Gemara. Edech HaNeman Bisurin is believed, number one, where it's not against the Chazaka, number one. And number two is Edech HaNeman Bisurin is believed when even there is a Chazaka, but it is what? Yada. Correct. Both those tracks stem from the Isser of Eden. Now, you'd see a lot of fellows were asking me, we developed yesterday a conceptual chazaka and a practical chazaka. Because the bottom line is when the blood stops, she still doesn't need it because she didn't go to mikvah, right? Okay. So, what does that mean that there's no chazaka, the blood stops? So I just wanted to make a point, and I think it's valid, and that is that there is a svara that we have here. And what is the svara? The svara is that we would not allow her to go to the mikvah until we believe her that she's gotten to this point. A woman has to have the blood stop and have her shivanikin, and in order to do that, we have to what? We have to trust her. And therefore, we trust her by saying that the blood is stopped and she's not ready for the shivanikin. Okay? So therefore, that is considered to be not a chazaka. Meaning we're believing the Ein Echad that the blood is stopped to arrive at the point that she's ready to go to the mikvah. You follow what I'm saying? And then, you're right, the thing Nida lingers on, she's still in Nida until she goes to the mikvah, we believe her, that's against chazaka, we believe her with Miyada. So the point I want to just bring out is that we are believing her on the first stage that she's arrived at the time now that she can go to mikvah. That's why the first track is that there is no chazaka. You follow what I'm saying? You just don't believe her to go to mikvah. You're believing that she's ready at the stage. You follow what I'm saying? And that is why there is no chazaka. Okay. That's the first point I wanted to mention. Second point is the last point that we concluded with yesterday. What was that? The last point that we concluded with yesterday was as follows. We were very bothered by why does the Gemara call this a case of an Ein Echad against Chazaka when in reality, what is this? An Ein Echad against Chazaka? In reality, what is this? It's really not a Chazaka. He's not arguing with the Chazaka. He says this get that he's going to deliver in a few minutes is fine. So why do you call that a Chazaka? So what do we say? We said that was the kasha that was asked by who? Who was that kasha asked by? What do we say? This kasha was asked by the Torah's Gittin, right? And the Nesidus, right? And Rabbi Kivager asked that kasha. So what was the answer that we gave? The answer that we gave is that the bottom line is after what? After a few minutes when you give the get, you're breaking the chazaka that she's a married woman. Is that correct? That's what Rabbi Kivager wanted to say. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. But the Torah's Gittin didn't like that. Why did Torah's Gittin not like that? Because what was the Rambam we developed yesterday? What was the famous Rambam of the Sanhedrin? Ein Echad what? Yuchzak, which means what? That if Ein Echad says this piece of meat is ham, what's halacha? The halacha is that if an hour later a guy eats it with Edim and Asra, what's the din? He is given what? Malchus. Correct. So they asked the following question. They said, so too here. The guy testifies on what? This guy testifies, Bachanami Naaman, the aid made alaket. Bachach Mahani Ligarish Af Shavi Negar Chazaka. So the Torah's Gittin and the Divi Yecheskel say that Lamaisa, even if the Ein Echad doesn't testify on Malkus, it's Chuk's Gisser. Same thing here. The Ein Echad is made on the get, and then afterwards, it's Mahani Ligarish. Even though it's negative chazaka. In other words, there are two stages. Aren't there two stages? No, they're backing up, they're backing up their kasha.
Why does the Gemara call this an Einecha against Chazaka? It's not against the Chazaka. He hasn't delivered the get. He hasn't delivered the get at all. So therefore they want to say the following. They want to say that what? Let the maid, let the get, let the aid testify the get's validity. And then afterwards he gives the get. That's not against the Chazaka. Chazaka's where there's a clash. There's no clash here. Let him testify the wise of the get is fine. And then what? And then the get will be given afterwards. Why does the Gemara call that clash? That's what they support their point. Rabbi Akiva answered that no. In a few minutes, what? He's going to give the get, and that'll be a conflict with the what? With the status that she's married. The third, they say no, we're done. Yeah, you view this as also the same thing. It's two stages. If it's two stages, it shouldn't be a problem. So what's the answer? How do we end share with? What's the answer to that? Why is the Rama of Eidach Yusuf not comparable with this case? With our Gemara? Why is it not comparable? Go ahead, Yossi, because why?
The Gershon is all like one.
We view it as all one case. It's not two stages. The get has no nafkamina. The aid, the shrimp says, this get is a kosher get. 3 minutes before the get. Yashukoya. So you put that in a museum, in a glass box, so everyone looks at the get, it's meaningless. There's no ramification. You follow what I'm saying? There's no ramification. Whereas the Rambam, there is a ramification. You clear the piece of meat, ham, and then it's ham, so it's also no one can eat it. An hour later, a guy eats it, he'll get malchus. There is a nafkamina. The first stage can stand on its own. In our Gemara, the first stage can't stand on its own. The whole validity of a get is only meaningful when the get is given. You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, when he testified this get is given, that contradicts the status of the woman being married. And therefore, our Gemara is very good when it asks that this is a what. Our Gemara is very good when it asks that this is considered to be a what. An Eidach against us all. You got what I'm saying? That's exactly what the Gemara said. You cannot bring in the Rambam's Eidach and Yusuf in our case. Because reviewing it is all one case. Because there's no nafkamina to get alone being kosher as being independent. It has to be given as a get. There's no validity of it being kosher, no nafkamina. A piece of meat being first hand is one stage. An hour later when a guy eats it, that's a second stage. That's Eidach and Yusuf. Here it's all one stage. Because there is no nafkamina. That answer was given by the Divya Cheskel, Simon Laman Al Sif Ozbez in the Achiezer, Reb Chaim Ozer, Simon Yudal Ozbez in the Ibedez. Okay, fine. Now let's go to the topic at hand that I wanted you to see. And that is the Gemara, Kasha, with the Tisis. Let's see. Let's see inside again. What does Gemara say here on Bezu and Bez? Gemara brought in Rabbah, Ula Rabbah, Gamar Lefisha, Nikim, Nishmol, the boy, Tere, Midiavi, Akole, Duy, the Shubitur. Why on earth do you have one you should require two? Says the Gemara, Eidachon is Neman what? Eidachon is Neman Bisurin. Gemara's answer. Gemara jumps, Eimer Darmin, Eidachon Neman Bisurin, can go and Chantika Savi Shachem, Savi Shashumin, below his Chazik Yisurin, of a Lachan Beisak Yisurin, they sheesh. Have a Dervish Rirve and Dervish Rirve Pochus Mishnayim. Oh. When the Gemara asked this Kasha, is this considered to be one Kasha or two Kashas? Meaning to say, you want to tell me that Eidachon is believed because it's Yisur? It's against the Chazak. The Chazak is just nations, plus the fact that the Dvar here. Kushya Achas? And if it's Kushya Achas, you won't have the letter vault. It'll just be Havi Dabar Shabirva. If you notice on the side, here's this Ron, it says Vihavi. So one possibility is when it's one kash. What do you mean it's one kash? Eidachon against the chazaka. What's the chazaka? That she's a married woman. Right? That's the chazaka. That's the presumptive status. All one kash. Second way of learning is shtei kushis. We'll have to identify which is shown and say which. But the second way of learning is two kashes. How do you learn it? And Eidachon is not believed because it's against the chazaka. Number one. And number two. What's number two? What's number two? Even if it's not a chazaka, what's the din? You won't believe because it's a Dabar Shemirva. How many of you need a mark for a Dabar Shemirva? Two. What is the nafkamina between the two approaches? I'll be smart. Mark, go ahead.
I read the piece
Well, let's stick with Erev. If I give you a case in Erev where there is no chazaka, would an Eid Echad be believed? You tell me. According to the first approach, would you be believed? Yes, because what does the first kasha say? That the only reason why you're not believed, because the chazaka and Erev are the same thing, right? But if you would give me up a case of Dvar Erev, but it's not a chazaka, you would be believed the Eid Echad. It's all a continuation. It's not a separate point, Dvar Erev. The chazaka is the Dvar Erev. Therefore, an Eid Echad would be believed by Dvar Erev if there's no chazaka. Okay, I'm going to write it down. The result of this first approach is Eid Echad would be Neman, Eid Echad would be Neman, Big Erev, the Makom, the lowest chazaka, where it's not against chazaka. Because again, does everyone get this point, please? That the Gemara is saying the reason why the Echad is not believed is because the Chazak and the Chazak is irrevel. The Chazak is the presumptive status in this Mary. So if you would dig me up a case, David, you got this? There would be a far irrevel where there would be no Chazak. Then what would be the name? What would be the Avachet? David, you would be believed. Nama! Whereas if you hold it's two kashas, what is it saying? That an Eid Echad is believed only when there's no chazaka. The Gemara says, when there's a chazaka, you're not believed. And even if there would be no chazaka, right, Isaac, you wouldn't believe because it's a dvar what? Dvar, what is it? Eid Echad is not believing a chazaka. But even if there's no chazaka, ein dog, ver, Shivin Erevah, right? Kosh Mishnah. It's in Far Erevah. So that the result of learning that it's two kashas, and it would be much better if you have the Girs involved, the number, it's like adding a new kasha, and tells me that if you dig me up a case of Far Erevah where there is no chazak, you will not be believed. I'm just going to write Lo Neman, which is in the second case, which is the same case, but just instead of Neman, Lo Neman. That is the difference between learning it's one kasha or two kashas. Okay? Now, the kasha is that an Eid Echad should not be accepted. Okay. I want to start with the Rashba. Okay? Let's start with the Rashba before we see the Tisus. Okay? The Rashba, please get this, starts off saying like this. Let's identify, the Feirush learns, Chad of Odkamer. That's a code word saying two. Chad of Odkamer. One and all. He starts off saying without a doubt. Okay. He says the following. I'll tell you why I learned two kashas, he says, that it's two kashas. Because there is a sheet in Yevamos, on Daf Pei Chesem and Aleph, that states explicitly that an Eid Echad, let's get this, is believed against the Chazaka, even though it's not the other. There is a sheet in the Mandomer of Yevamos, the Daf Pei Ches, who says Eid Echad is Neman, the Marko Chazaka, a Filu below the other. Filu below the other. Who's that against? Who is that against? That's against our very own what? Our very own Gemara. Didn't the Gemara say that Eid Echad is not believed the Marko Chazaka? Yes? There is a sheet in Yevamos that says yes, believe it or not, against you in days of days, and says you are believed. So the Rashba says, you know what? Even though there's a sheet like that, our Gemara had that in mind and safeguarded itself. And said, even if you hold like that sheet, here you're definitely going to need two Aiden. Remember, we're holding the Kasha and the Gemara. Kasha saying you need two Aiden. Why, Yonah? Because it's a Dvar Erevah. Excellent. Because it's a Dvar Erevah. Arn, you got that? That was the Rashba's Echreach. That's what forced the Rashba to learn that it's Shnei Kushis. Because the first kasha was, an Eid Echad is not believed, but Makom Chazaka. That's our Gemara. The Gemara in Yevamos says a sheet that you are believed. So our Gemara safeguards against that and says, even if you hold like that sheet that it says, an Eid Echad is never Makom Chazaka, but I want you to know our case is the Dvar Erevah. And if our case is the Dvar Erevah, you need two Eid. Oh, this is the Rashba's fish. Then the Rashba goes weiter, and he has a kasha. There is a Gemara in that in Yefamus, that same Gemara, that says that an Eid Echa is acceptable in Eidus Ishu. What is the category of Eidus Ishu called? Identifying that a husband is dead to allow a woman to remarry. That is the catchphrase of that category. What does the Gemara say in the Seches Yefamus, why an Eid Echa is acceptable? Normally you need to wait to identify and call it Torah Kula. All the cases of 9/11 were cases of Eidus Ishu. They had to identify the husband's dead, so the woman would get stuck as an aguna. Why do we allow one aid? Iguna, excellent set, because of iguna. The Rosh Fast is a very clear kasha. If the Gemara in Yevamos says aguna is enough for one aid, why is our Gemara jumping and saying, oh, you need two aid, you need two aid? This also is an agunas case. This also is an aguna case. Very clear kasha the Rosh Fast. I mean, they're both cases of aguna. They're not just both cases of aguna. This is the Gemara in Yevamos. Our Gemara also is a case of aguna. Remember, we say you can't simply call up and say, hey, have a new get sent. Gemara, we get that aguna. Very clear kasha of the Rashba. Rashba says as follows. Well, if you look closely, it says in that Gemara in Yevamos, it doesn't simply say Mishum aguna. It quotes Reb Zeira, who says what? Reb Zeira has the following lashon: Mitoch shechamarta aleha v'sofa mekel aleha v'tchilasa. What does that mean? God forbid, this woman gets remarried because they don't know what happened to her husband. Okay? She gets remarried and all of a sudden the husband appears. What do we do? So the Mishnah says we're very, very harsh on her. She loses, the kids are mamzerim, the kids become mamzerim, she has to get divorced from both men. It's a very, very difficult situation. We are very harsh on her. That's what it means. I want you to get that. Mitoch shechamarta aleha b'sofa. Since you slam her in the end, we are makel on her in the beginning and we allow one aid. Reb Zeira has a different take as to why we're makel for one aid. Okay? So he says, the truth of the matter is that it could very well be that maybe that is the distinction. Okay? Maybe that is the distinction. What is the distinction? Because here in our Gemara, what happens if the husband comes forward and says that the get is bad? What did the Gemara say in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? Do we listen to him? We don't pay attention to him. We don't pay attention to him at all. Lo mashkachin bay. So therefore, there is no halacha. There's no mandate to be makel on her in the beginning. This is the first answer the Rashba gives. Meaning, in the Yevamos, since the stakes are so high, we need to offset. So since we slam her in the end, if the husband appears, we're makel in the beginning. Here, there is no kula. There's no mandate to be makel in the beginning. Because we don't slam her in the end. Because even if the husband comes forward, we don't believe him. Lo mashkachinin bay. You follow me? This is the first answer of the Rashba. Alex, you got me? There's no motivation. The bumps is a motivation. Since you slammer in your end, you want to be makel in the beginning. In Gittin, there is no slamming in the end. So since there's no slamming in the end, there's no motivation to be makel in the beginning. That's why the Gemara asks me to wait. Seth, you got me? That's the first answer of the Rashba. Okay, write that down. That's number one. There's a few answers to the Rashba. We'll write that at one. Two, Rashba doesn't buy this answer. He says, you look in the Gemara Yevamos, the Gemara got rid of that svar, and the Gemara bottom line said aguna. So back to the kasha. You have aguna there, you have aguna here. Why is aguna there 1a, aguna here we want 2a in the kasha? Oh, so he says like this, second answer, which we were working with Isaac and Seth. We had a difficulty with it. But what was the second answer? The Gemara has a stage here on Gimel Amud Aleph that says what? What does it say on Gimel Amud Aleph? What's the stage on Gimel Amud Aleph? The Gemara has a stage where it says, Hai kulahu chumruhu. This is not a kula, but what is it? It's a chumrah. Why is it a chumrah? Because if you would have required two Aedim instead of one, the Baal would lose. But now that you required one, if the Baal comes, the Baal's going to win. There is a stage of the Gemara before the Maskana that the Baal wins. There is a stage that the Baal wins. So he wants to say that the Kasha on Beis and Beis, that there's no way the Eidechot should be believed, you should need two, is according to that stage. Beis and Beis right here is going Gimel Manaf right here. Meaning the Gemara by us was holding the following. The Gemara by us was holding, and that's the Chiddush that he wants to say. He says a beautiful Chiddush. He's saying though, Maisa, there is a situation here. He says that in fact what it is a chumrah, and therefore the issue is not what is not mishum yiguna. You got what I'm saying? The second answer is saying that we're going here when the Gemara has the kasha, you need to wait and go like this stage that the husband would have been believed. So therefore, if the husband would have been believed, what do you have to do? It's a chumru. So we should not. We want to make sure the husband won't be believed. So how many Aedim should we require? Not one, but what?
Two.
Seth, you got me? Nurse, the Gemara here, Seth's a little bit puzzled. The Gemara here, when asked the kasha by us, is going like the stage later on, give off that the husband would be believed against one. So therefore, you should require two. That motivated the Gemara to ask. You need two. So in other words, what you've done is that our Gemara really at this stage is not holding a guna. So we'll write a Gemara, Shalanu, also bear a guna. You know what that means? What do you mean also bear a guna? Because at this point we're saying that what? The husband would be bleeding, I'll just write. The Baal would be Mehaman against what? Baal Mehaman, Negadecha. So therefore you should require two. Very puzzling though, I mean. That just a Gemara help? Okay. Second answer. Maybe that's why it's puzzling to him. He goes on to a third answer, Rashba. What's the third answer to Rashba? Skvaltgarat. Every Rishon Skvaltgarat. It's Mamish, but work through it. You've got to work through it. You've got to make it a Torah. When you work through the Torah, you understand Skvaltgarat. When you understand Skvaltgarat, it's much more Skvaltgarat when you understand it. Okay? Three. He says, okay, both are